Have you ever wanted to live in eternity? Not living forever, but physically perceiving your whole life, start to finish, whilst living in the present. That was the description of the YouTube video. And I'm really kicking myself for not having just one screenshot of Wubzy, Prince in Yellow. Should be where it was 20 minutes ago from running this with exactly 60 views. And now it's gone. So unfortunately, all I have to bargain your trust with is my vivid description of what I just witnessed. I do have some recollection of the original show, since I used to watch it way back when. Like how there was this magician character called Mumu, who turns up in this video, but otherwise, all I ask is that you bear with me, while I try to piece everything together as well. The first odd thing, right off the bat, is when we're blasted by a wall of Wubzy clips. All of them featuring Wubzy, talking over the clips of himself. Until suddenly, all of them come together to say,
"Wow, wow, wow."
With each instance of them saying, "Wow," zooming the camera out, revealing that all the clips formed the title, Prince in Yellow. As the wow from the title sequence fades, the video cuts to Wubzy, outside with Widget and Walden, sitting on a fallen log with their lunchboxes by their sides, watching Wubzy in a magician outfit trying to perform the classic pulling a rabbit out of the hat trick on a tree stump. But every time Wubzy tries to pull out a rabbit, his hand either comes out of Widget's ears, the talking pink rabbit lady, or Walden, the purple teddy bear looking dude, until finally, after trying again one last time, his hand comes out of the hat and smacks Wubzy in the face. Wubzy sighs, wondering how he'll impress Mumu the Magician, a pretty weird character all around, from what I remember. Since even though the show was a wacky romp most of the time, outright magic wasn't ever a thing before he came about. And I don't just mean carnival magic, since he did that too, but actual magic-y stuff, like teleportation and transmogrification, if that makes any sense. But after Wubzy's friends try and cheer him up, Wubzy just laments how the rabbit out of the hat trick is all he knows how to do. To which he then wonders if the reason Mumu wanted to see the three of them was to expel Wubzy. To which Wubzy's friends give in.
"Everyone learns at their own pace, and if your pace is a bit slower than others, then so be it. We'll always be here as your buddies. And plus, if he were expelling you, why would he bring us along to see it happen?"
Widget rationalized. Wubzy smiled back at Widget and Walden.
"Wow, I guess you're right, Widget. Thank you, guys."
Mumu's magic bus, shaped like a giant magician's hat, appeared out of view, to which Wubzy and the gang quickly gathered their things and entered the magic hat bus. But when they get on, Wubzy quickly realizes that his lunchbox is missing. We then get a nice scene of the trio getting Wubzy's lunchbox back by performing the rabbit out of the hat trick together. But when they do, they accidentally all say abracastradoodle instead of the proper magic word, which fills Wubzy's lunchbox up with strudels. Wubzy is a bit upset over it, but immediately lightens up when they all start laughing about it. Now this is when they all arrive at Mumu's castle. But just before I talk about what happened in the castle, there's a scene later on where Wubzy is asked where the bus driver was. Wubzy can't say for sure, since he was too focused on getting his lunchbox back. He assumed he was there, and I did too. Thinking back on it, I don't remember seeing any background characters anywhere, not even the kooky kid. But yeah, sure enough, Mumu pops out in a pink cloud of smoke.
"Welcome. Come inside, kids. I've been waiting here in a fashion you physically cannot comprehend."
Mumu warned? Welcomed? I don't know, it was weird. It's still weird. Even the trio themselves could feel something was seriously off with Mumu as they stepped out of the bus.
Mr. Mumu, you mind telling us why you wanted us to visit you over the weekend?"
Widget questioned wearily.
"Oh, Widget, you. The weekends have all come and gone. There's no more left,"
Mumu explained cheerily, still retaining that same cavalier showman charisma from his debut appearance.
"No more weekends? Why, no, that can't be right. It goes against the laws of everything,"
Walden clamored.
"Nope, no weekends. No months, years, let alone days, not even hours. They're all spent.
Mumu's tone immediately dipped. The trio stood silently, mirroring Mumu's disparaged look.
Spent? But that doesn't make any...
Wubsy began stepping backwards nervously, only to notice that the sun was already starting to set. Stepping forward one step only made the sky fully turn to night. Stepping forward again, the sky turned to day again. And looking towards the horizon line at Wuzzleberg, its condition worsened every step Wubsy took.
Sense,
Wubsy finished.
We're living in a broken clock now, kids.
Again they all fell silent, staring at the spectacle on the horizon line. And with great fear, they all turned back to Mumu.
Mumu? Perhaps we could learn a different magic trick instead of whatever this one is?
Walden suggested.
Yeah, what's going on here? I don't like it,
Widget added. Mumu did not respond to them, instead just turning to Wubsy.
What say you, Wubsy? Would you care to know what makes sense?
Wubsy darted his eyes to his friends and back to Mumu, shaking.
Whatever you have to say to me, you can say it to my friends too,
Wubsy cried out defiantly. But Mumu just sighed.
What's the difference?
Mumu chided, snapping his fingers as a puff of the same pink smoke Mumu appeared in enveloped the drawbridge to his castle. And when the smoke disappeared, the bridge was lowered, allowing the trio safe passage over the castle's moat.
Come now, or never come again,
Mumu commanded. At this point, all resemblance of subtlety is being thrown out second by second. As the camera pans into the castle, we see the sky flicker through day and night rapidly, as Wuzzleberg decays into complete ruin, and as night envelops the outside, turning everything pitch black. Inside, the walls of the castle room cycle through dimly lit colors, as the trio trail behind Mumu towards the only source of light in the room. As they get closer to the light source, it's revealed to be a void-like space with bright, fluctuating blue branches of light, flexing and weaving in and out of each other, as strange, otherworldly voices and laughter cascade throughout the space, with Mumu standing on the very edge.
Whoa,
Wubsy spoke in awe.
Mumu, this isn't like anything you've shown us, is it?
Walden questions.
Yeah, also, are those tree branches?
Widget posits.
Halt everyone, do not approach,
Mumu shouts, making the trio jump in fright.
Apologies, but you were all going much too quick,
Mumu clarifies, making Widget scratch her head in perplexity.
Okay then. I mean, it's not like I planned on walking off that there.
Wubsy, come forth!
Mumu interrupts Widget, to which he mousily replies.
Okay, Mr. Mumu.
Wubsy steps forward, just before the ledge of the void.
Come closer, my boy,
Mumu insists, raising his hand out for Wubsy to grab, smiling at him warmly. Wubsy accepts, tiptoeing toward the magician with a weary smile.
Poke your head over the ledge and tell me what you hear, what you see,
Mumu instructs, with Wubsy following, much to the slight panic of Widget and Walden.
Wubster, please be careful. Shh, he requires complete concentration.
We cut to Wubsy's reaction, his eyes squinted, clearly in deep focus.
That's my voice. And hey, it's all you guys, Widget, Walden, Daisy, and...
Wubsy's tone shifts.
Hang on, that's when I first moved to Wuzzleberg. And that must be Mommy and Daddy. And when I was born, but then...
Wubsy's expression sags.
Why am I moving out? Why do I look like that?
Wubsy turns to Walden and Widget.
Where are you guys? Huh? I'm not following you, Wubster.
Widget protests.
Likewise, we're your best friends.
Walden adds.
Well then why can't I see any of you down there? Mumu, what is all this? Is that what's going to happen to me?
And what has already happened, my dear boy?
Mumu clarifies with a hint of sadness. But Wubsy just stares at Mumu, tears streaming down as he shakes his face.
I didn't want to see any of that. Mumu, whatever are you showing him?
Walden confronts sternly.
I don't know how, I don't know why, but when I woke up today, I felt as though I had just come to from a deep, deep slumber. And when I gazed upon this void, I saw only you. at the end of everything.
Mumu paused. The trio trading glances with each other.
Wubsy, do you remember what you did when you got out of bed?
Mumu asked, making Wubsy wipe his tears and think.
I don't actually.
And who did you see along the way? Any neighbors, friends, cars, bus drivers?
Again, Wubsy took a moment.
No, I didn't see anyone today. The only thing I remember is practicing for that magic trick.
The pulling a rabbit out of a hat one, yes?
Yeah, how do you know?
Wubsy questioned shakily.
Actually, now that you mention it, Webster, that's all I remember today as well.
Widget adds, Mumu turning his gaze to the void.
I saw it all happen through here before you three came.
But what does all this mean? And what is Wubsy saying we're not there for?
Walden questioned desperately.
I don't know how, I don't know why, but when you do something, Wubsy, anything at all of interest, the world awakes.
I don't understand, Mumu. I'm not the world, I'm just me,
Wubsy utters, to which Mumu bends down, looking Wubsy in the eyes.
Wubsy, what you saw down there, what happened after, I believe that's your future, if you fall asleep again. Which is to say that you, and you alone, have a big choice to make.
Mumu pauses, glancing over to Walden and Widget.
And I don't think your friends are a part of that choice.
Mumu stands up, addressing the trio.
I don't know how long you all have, but I have a hunch it depends on the choice Wubsy makes.
Mumu announces, before putting his arms up and falling to the void.
Mumu!
They all cried, racing towards the edge of the void. But all they caught were their cries, bellowing out long and deep into the very depths.
Good God.
Widget utters, tears streaming down her face.
What is wrong with us?
Walden adds, his voice seeping with despair. As this picture flashes on screen, Walden and Wubsy stay silent, staring at Widget hyperventilating. And as another picture flashes, the hyperventilating worsens.
Daisy, poor Daisy.
Widget sobbed. But as the final image appeared, Widget stopped crying. She stood up and looked at Walden and Wubsy from up high.
Widget, do you need a hug?
Wubsy stuttered, to which Widget slowly turned her gaze back to the void, with the image of Wubsy flashing on screen again.
I can't let that happen.
Widget stepped off the ledge, plummeting into the void. Wubsy cried bloody murder, but she was already gone. Wiping his sniffling nose, Wubsy glanced down at Walden, just as transfixed by the void as Widget was, if not more.
Do you want a hug, Walden? You look like you need it.
Walden just shook his head as he began to get up onto his feet. Walden wiped his eyes, letting his glasses fall into the void, as he hugged Wubsy with all his might.
Walden, that's too tight!
Please, you won't make the right choice.
He begged, stepping towards the very edge whilst holding Wubsy, until eventually Wubsy managed to squeeze out of Walden's tightening grip as he stumbled off the edge, where Wubsy watched as he grew smaller and smaller and smaller yet. The camera would then cut to Wubsy's face, screaming with all of his might, and running back out of the way he came through the castle as fast as he could, the camera following behind his back, as if he were running from us, the viewer. Out Wubsy went, until he ran out into the middle of the road. The magic hat bus came, and the camera started to spin around Wubsy. Night turning to day, day turning to night, over and over like a strobe light. With Wubsy clawing and grabbing at his rapidly aging face. Old to young, back and forth, over and over. And just as Wubsy is about to scream again, the video cuts off. As I stated earlier, this screenshot is the only proof I have of this video's existence, and any pictures shown were commissioned by me to convey what was on screen. The rest is up to you, fellow internet archivists.